It's time for WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to WFO Radio. How's everybody doing out there? I know if you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, you are trying to find your way into Lucas Oil Raceway, and the rest of us are watching on NHRA.tv. We got 4 days of racing. The track is packed. 600 competitors, a whole ton of categories, and we're going to be bringing some coverage to you for the next hour or so. We got Bo Butner, who will be running in all categories this weekend. All right, maybe not all categories, but a couple. Pro Stock, Pro Mod, tried to get into Super Gas. We'll tell you the story a few minutes from now. Bo, just seconds away, of course, flying those Nitrofish colors as well. Also on the show, you're going to hear from Krista Baldwin, the Greekette. Krista, going to be driving the Global Electronic Technology, FTI, McLeod Clutches, all the different relationships, A-Fuel Dragster and Top Alcohol Dragster, and we're big supporters of Krista. So I can't wait to speak with the Greekette on the show. And then Marvin Rodak, our own in-house barbecue master from RodaksCoffeeAndGrills.com, is going to teach us the ways of the barbecue. Now, every man thinks he knows, and I think I know, except, you know what, I didn't know. And that's the deal, the secrets, the way it all works. So we're going to hear from Marvin Rodak, one of our great sponsors, and we'll give out all his information. You're going to be hooked. You're going to want coffee. You're going to want hot sauce. You're going to want spice rub. You're going to want to talk to Marvin the way we always do after you see Marvin checking in from Fort Worth, Texas. But now might as well tell you about our other great sponsors like Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. We got a brand new episode of Hidden Horsepower by Total Seal, the podcast that we create. The whole point of the exercise is that you understand that piston rings are very important. Whatever it is, you got a bracket motor, you're trying to build more horsepower for less money. The rings are important. Call them first, TotalSeal.com. Check out their brand new website. And if you're in stock eliminator all the way up to Formula One racing, guess what? Total Seal has something to do with it. And there's a brand new episode out with Ed Pink, the legend. He's been involved with every kind of engine building on the planet. Go to TotalSeal.com to hear that episode and subscribe to Hidden Horsepower so we can just blast you with information about piston rings. I think it's great. Also, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. And this is the kind of sport, it's kind of tough. Like, if I want to learn racquetball, I could probably go to a court and find racquetball. Whereas Frank Hawley, it makes it easier. It's harder otherwise. He makes it easier. And you might be wondering, like, how does he make it easier? Well, check this out. I've asked them for some video of exactly what goes on out there. And this can be you. That's right. And notice Frank is standing right there. And you're wondering, well, there's got to be more. Moving around a little bit down the racetrack. So if you want to get your Super Gas license, you can do it. But really, the thing I think is perfect for you, the WFO Radio listeners, is the Dragster Adventure. Think about it. You and your friends competing against one another for total domination. I think it is great. Check them out at frankhawley.com. And finally, samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Start your education at full speed. The next generation of engine builders, machinists, CNC programmers, motorsport EFI tuners. Like, where are they going to come from? Who's going to train them? Where are they going to get their education? When a high-level pro stock team needs somebody, do you think they just pull somebody off the street? I don't know. Let's ask. Go to samtech.edu. Thank you so much. But now, let's bring him on. He is a world champion. He's done a lot of great things in Comp Eliminator and Pro Stock and is now beginning his journey into E3 Spark Plugs Pro Modified from Lucas Oil Raceway, Mr. Bo Butner. What's up, Bo? How are you?
Doing good, Joe. Like you said, we're coming to you from the 2020 Lucas Oil Raceway year.
Yes.
So, kind of like Groundhog Day.
Every race is exactly like the movie Groundhog Day. Every day is Lucas Oil Raceway. It's always the same. But I don't care. I'm okay with it because I got to watch a little NHRA.TV earlier. I saw Super Gas going down the racetrack from my position here in South Florida in the WFO studios. It's a drag race, and it's going to be on TV this weekend. So that's got me fired up. It is what it is.
We're very happy to be racing. Don't get me wrong. But, definitely, it's a different world. I mean, a lot's changed since middle of Gainesville, and they sent us home. So, again, we're happy to be out here. being able to see some fans. It seems like there's more fans showing up every weekend, so we're happy to see them. Of course, we have to wear masks, and we keep our distance, but some of the old-school fans, they're old car guys. They don't care about the mask. They don't care about shaking your hand, but we're trying to follow through, and I do believe NHRA is probably doing the best out of every sporting event so far I've heard, and they're one reason why we're here racing.
Well, let's think about it. The Indy 500 just announced that they will run without fans. SEMA is not going to happen. So this is definitely a worldwide challenge. Australian drag racing, they've had an issue. NHRA has been able to do something, and the fans have been involved, which is more than most other sports can say. So I call it a win. Baby steps, whatever, you know, whatever cliche you want to throw in there. I know Bo is at the track, and you're going to be racing in two categories.
Yes, and, you know, we all butt our heads with NHRA. I'm sure you have your times, too, but they have done a very good job to making sure that we can be here racing. I mean, if you go to the other side of the track right now, it's like the U.S. Nationals. It's full of sportsmen guys. I don't know how many cars there are. I'm sure there's well over 600, but it's fun just to go up there and watch everybody make the runs. It almost has an Indy feel, but not quite, but we'll get some fans in there this weekend. It'll be a good race.
The lead story on NHRA.com right now says 600 cars, 19 classes, and, of course, the Mellow Yellow Series, E3 Spark Plugs Pro Mod, Mickey Thompson Top Fuel Harley, Liberty Gears Mountain Motor Pro Stock. Like, that's the national event, but they're also running a Lucas Oil Series divisional event at the same property at the same time. Technically, it's a different race, and you tried to use that loophole. Tell us about it.
Well, I did, and I'm up here with Randy Lynn. She's running the Stocker, and we've got a couple other sportsman cars at home. So I was like, you know, I'll be up there Thursday, so why not just try throw the Super Gas car in? And so I had it entered, and then they decided maybe it's best. Maybe they have good confidence in me, Joe, because, you know, the finals are still Sunday. So I guess it could have came into a spot to ride it, being with three cars in the same day. And there's a gray area still, but, you know, they're doing all they can to get us to race. So I'm not going to complain a whole lot. But, yeah, I think I'm just looking forward to driving something, as we all are.
So let's do the Pro Stock versus Pro Mod comparison. You know me, I love all cars. They're great. We can find something to be entertained by all categories. Here's one that you're very active in the cockpit, and the other you're maybe less active, but going a lot faster. So give me your breakdown.
The Pro Stock car, of course, after this many years, you're kind of right at home. You can feel it and know if it's a decent run. But the Pro Mod's totally new to me. Short-lived. Ricky will be back in his own car after this event as soon as he gets clear from the doctor. So who knows what will happen in a season or two. But I do know that I said the first full pull I made in this thing, actually at 1,000 foot, I remember inside my helmet smiling and kind of laughing, because it doesn't feel real. If you can imagine somebody pushing on your shoulders in the back of your chair you're sitting in, and you trying to get up, that's kind of how it feels. And it's an amazing feeling.
Always getting a call. And always back. And now your audio is not working, Bo. That's what happens when you get a call. The audio, like, cuts off. Are you back?
Are we good?
You're good. Yeah, it just takes a little time after you get a text or something. It's got to get warmed back up.
We just had this talk, and I'm on Do Not Disturb, so that didn't work, Joe. Just let you know.
You know, the internet, these devices.
Everyone.
Who knows? Yeah. It's a miracle that this is even happening. That's the way I look at it.
That's right, yeah. But anyway, it's a feeling like I haven't felt. I still have new feelings in the car. Well, I made two full passes, so 581 or 580. So we need to go 570s to be competitive, and I think Ricky's car can do that. And I don't know. We'll see. I haven't ran them back-to-back ever in my life. So actually, these two classes run back-to-back. So I might have to hop out of one at the finish line and jump back up into the other. So we'll see what happens there.
Is this did you set a personal best ET with Ricky's car?
Yeah, I think I did. I went 581 to get my license a couple years ago when Harry arrested his turbo car. But this nitrous car is just a totally different animal. They drive nothing alike, and it's definitely I call it a monster.
That's great. Now it's exciting, and to go and try to run Super Gas as well. I think you've got people who are excited about just the gamesmanship of it, and you've made it clear, like, if they let you, you'll run as many as you can.
yeah, we're blessed to have a lot of different type of cars, from stock, super gas comp, super comp, all these cars that I would actually try running about every class and try to get some help to get them ready. But, you know, they have rules for a reason, and I will listen to them. But got a couple good announcements. You're going to love my sponsor that I have coming up for the Pro Mod car.
Oh, yeah?
It will not be unveiled until I pull out for Q1.
Oh, okay. So, a reveal.
So kind of cool. Strutmaster's still with me on the pro stock car, and I got to get that guy a win. I mean, he's come close. He's got Justin still in on that makeup race from the last Indy race. So
yeah.
Chip wants to win a race, and he's put a lot out there, and he deserves a good win. So we'll try that with the pro stock car.
Okay, so that would be news to me, and I guess just not keeping track. Or has Chip not gotten a Wally?
I don't believe none that I know of. Now, I've just been around Chip for the past 6 months.
Yes.
So, I don't believe. I know I haven't got him on yet, and we were trying to in Phoenix. We made it to the final. But just like I said, good car guy, and he has a great business, and we just want to give him a win.
Absolutely. No, with a guy who's supporting many, many different vehicles out there, getting racers to the track, and it's so vital right now. We need people like Chip, and so I certainly support him and want to see him do well. Looking at the point standings in pro stock, you're sitting right in the middle, 135 out, but with a couple of breaks and things going your way, like, you could get up into the mix. How are you? But this could be the last race of the season. Like, we don't know, even though I don't think
right.
that. And don't panic, everybody. I'm just using that as an exaggerated, this might happen. We're going to get more races in, I assure you. But you don't know exactly when it's going to end. So how are you taking the strategy of points and championship and all that?
Well, I mean, again, I haven't went and tested any. I was very fortunate to go as far as I did in Phoenix. We haven't had a stellar showing from Pomona to Phoenix till the last race. You just don't know, but, you know, pro stock's so tight, and it's a lot of, you have to have good stuff, but, I think 14 out of the 16 cars that qualify have a shot of actually winning every time we go up there on Sunday. So you still have to have your luck of the draw, have to make good runs, and, we're due, and, the KB teams look strong. I mean, one of us have been in every final at every event, so, and I think it's been us and Elite, so it's kind of butting heads back and forth. And those guys have all, from KB to Elite, to everybody has still supported the class very strong. If it wasn't for those two teams, we probably wouldn't have a pro stock today.
Right. Well, exactly. Going back several years and changing the ways, the methodology of pro stock from secretive, keep everything behind the scenes to reaching out and trying to bring in fans. And I think it's worked. It's been healthy. More cars than there are spots. Qualifying matters. Two sessions. How has that been different for you? Again, new strategy. You got two runs at it.
That's totally changed in every category. You can talk to any crew chief, any driver. Maybe you're going up, kind of going up a little conservative Q1 because you have to get on the page. And then, but if you're not good there, you have to do it again Q2 just to qualify. So it does change every bit of strategy that I'm used to. And luckily, maybe if you make a really good hit Q1, you can go out there and swing for the fence Q2. So it's, again, luck involved, what lane you get pulled up in, how the track's prepped. So I don't know, but it's even for everybody. So it has changed our whole qualifying, changed the whole game.
Now, during the break, you did some bracket racing. You've done, you got a hunt for racing, right? You're in a good part of the country for that. There's plenty of racing around within a reasonably short ride, but you are just trying to expand your horizons. So how is the bracket racing experience? Here you are, a pro stock world champion, comp eliminator world champ, and now you're driving the stripe and you're holding and doing all these different moves against slower cars, against quicker cars. Well, how is that experience?
Well, it started in your back door or backyard when I came to West Palm the first of the year.
Yes.
And I took my super gas car, and of course it rains. There's 3 days racing. We did all race in one day. I was double entered and got down to 9 cars with both cars, with both entries. But what I've known is that this guy is getting older, and it is definitely maybe a young man's sport, because I looked up and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and we're in the semis. And I enjoy hitting my bed at 9 or 10 o'clock now. I mean, used to back in the day, I'd been up all night for 3 nights. But so we had a little success there, had fun, decided that we bought the dragster over the winter and got to do a few, but here's something funny. Racing is so big, people are traveling everywhere to go race for 10 grand. I mean, they're going cross country just to race, which is tells you how strong drag racing really is. So if you go the weekend after the U.S. Nationals, there's some bracket racing starting. For 5 weeks in a row, you can go race for $100,000 or more 5 weeks in a row.
That's crazy. So, I mean, it's great. It's
from all the flings to the millions to the great guaranteed million. I mean, every weekend for 5 weekends, you can go race for well over 100,000. So racing strong. And I mean, all these spots are sold out and they're not cheap entries. I mean, you can go double enter. I mean, you can spend, if you do two cars and two people, you spend 20,000 in entries in one weekend.
Right. And you know what I compare it to? I've been saying this for a while. It's like the when poker got popular and everybody started to play poker and they realized, like, first of all, oh, my gosh, I can win money by playing cards. Like, I don't have to be in a backroom card game. Like, this is a big thing. And when they put it on TV and people could see it, the big money brings people. People will compete for big money. Now, it is expensive. And your point about the drag racers going far to race, it makes sense. You've got all this investment, all this equipment. You know it's fun. It's worth a little drive. That's where your friends are.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, you want to win the money. Don't get me wrong. But everybody, just they want to race. They want to see their friends. Shoot, we're used to this. This has been our life for how many years? So I can tell you one thing, though. It's probably the most humbling, toughest thing I've ever done in life. I mean, even I know pro stock stuff. The pro mod field to me is very tough, the racing. But, I mean, there was times, Joe, I had 7,000 packs and not even.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 rounds. And you got to go 9 rounds. And that's it. So Derek says that if you're on Do Not Disturb, but you have the allows call from, if you're on the favorites list, it'll go through. So that's apparently it. So if it's someone on your favorites list, that's why it's going through. FYI. Danielle says, hello.
Tell Derek. Yeah. It's my son, probably.
There you go.
Yes. Well, hey, tell her I'll see her in a little bit. So
there you go.
But it's probably my son. He's trying to sell some cars without me. So,
yeah, how's that business going?
He doesn't know I'm on this. I didn't tell him. So
that's okay. How's that? How's
amazing.
The?
Is probably it the best it's been in 20 years? Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I mean, you're not an economist, but you're on the ground level. So why do you think?
Here's my opinion. It's just like my good friends at Summit Racing have told me, okay, and I believe this. I'm in a business to where I finance people automobiles. I find them the car, they come buy it, and I actually finance them at my finance department. But if you think about it, we've been stuck at home.
Yes.
You can't go on vacations.
No.
You can't go out to eat.
No.
All you can do is online order. So, in my opinion, a lot of people still have a lot of money left. There's a lot of people still working. Don't get me wrong. There's
yes.
a lot of people that are out of jobs.
Right.
But people aren't spending the money. But they're spending on what they love. So everybody needs a car. You got to be able to get somewhere. And every racer needs parts. So Summit has had record months since this whole deal's happened. And I'm sure Amazon's blown up. Everybody's blown up. I know because there's the main UPS hub in Louisville, Kentucky. These planes fly over my house. And it's during Christmas. We know when it's Christmas because it's nonstop. Well, it's been that way for 2 months. And so it's amazing. It's real easy. People are hungry. They want to spend money. They want to have fun. So, again, racing strong.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And I just hope we can get back in the gap. Plus, people have time also. Like, even if they did lose their gig, maybe they had some money saved up, and now they got some time to finish a project or focus a little bit on something that they love or enjoy. It can't all be negative all the time. Like, oh, my gosh, you know, the virus, wash my hands all the time. Like, you want to do something fun. And if you can't go out, go to a game, go to a sport, go to something other than the NHRA this weekend, Dodge Nationals, you work on your car, your project. I just got new tires for my car. And so I'll be in there by myself driving around loving it. That's what it is. Very interesting. Very interesting analysis.
It's definitely changed. I don't think we'll ever see it like it ever was before, probably. But my advice to everybody is, and I was hooked on these news channels, right? And I've been watching a lot of stuff, and I'm not a conspiracy kind of guy whatsoever, but there's a reason why they call this stuff programming, because they are programming us to hear what we want to hear. And I mean, it's nothing. There's nothing good out of it anymore. It sucks.
Right.
So I'm trying to stay away from that. There's enough of us that know each other from different parts of the country. We can tell each other what's actually really going on.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all trying to do now. And I don't know. But again, I'm just going to go back to you. You're going to have to really pay attention to my Chromod sponsored. It's pretty impressive.
All right. So, everybody, get your NHRA.TV.
You're the only one that's heard anything about it, so nobody knows.
So nobody even knows. This is a WFO exclusive that there will be a special reveal. Are you going to have it covered?
I'm going to give you, since you're a great friend of mine, another exclusive before we get off this deal. So, you're going to get both of them.
All right. And that's why. Yeah. And on that note, by the way, you have been very helpful to WFO. I'm going to put this. It's going to probably go over your mug. But the WFO radio T-shirt, you wore it. You wore it on TV. You won races with it. Saturday, we're like undefeated, like three races in a row with the thing on. With the NitroFishRacing.com brand new website. You guys have been very helpful to us. The WFO masks, which people look at, it's almost on your face. That's on your mug.
Right.
The face covering, we've got new ones here, by the way. Big thanks to Randy Lynn. But how is that going? Like, how's the trailer going? Are the fans wanting to get the gear? And what's that been like?
I actually, during these few months off, I actually took the trailer to some of these smaller bracket races. And, you know, we don't think about this, but those guys don't get out to these events and these fans from these little tracks, and they did very, very well. I was very happy with that. The online orders are blowing up. She'll do 10 in the morning and get 10 more before she comes back to ship them off. So she stays very busy. Randy Lynn being she, stays busy doing that. You're selling some shirts. Joe, I mean, you've got like your one-off, dude, and this is what everybody listens to. If you're a car guy, if you're a racer, you have to listen to WFO. I mean, who else are we going to listen to? Joe Rogan? I mean, I know he's a car guy.
I'd like his money. I would like his money, Bo.
Hey, you get stepping stones, buddy. You'll get there.
Get Elon Musk on here. Maybe, you know, who knows what we'll do. But thank you for that support. And we're growing. Some, you know, we've got worldwide audience. Just trying to keep growing, trying to be entertaining. And have fun with this sport, these cars, these people. It has been great, and hopefully get back out there as soon as is possible with the NHRA. You know, I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, you're definitely missed here. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you're a student to the teacher, the great Alan Reinhardt, good friend of ours.
Yes.
And in fact, he might have a new shirt coming out here. I hear. So.
Oh. Well. Excellent.
Keep in mind. I know Joe will be rocking one, but
I will.
But he thinks they're very special, you know, Alan.
Yes.
So you have to be a special elite group to get one of these. So I don't know that I'm going to get one. He'll get Randy Lynn one, but you'll probably get one.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe his best friend Lewis Bloom will have to wear one. We'll see.
Well, of course they'll wear them together when they go hang out. All right. So I got one more question for you before we let you go. I see Krista Baldwin getting ready to get on the show here, and it's about Factory Stock Showdown. In that you ran the category last year. In fact, Drew Skillman was on our first show. Our reboot of the first show, since we never really got started. And he said one of the reasons he still runs the categories, he loves kicking your butt around, et cetera, and so on. But then you did not run the first race. There have been some challenges and changes to the Fords. They dominated again two in the final round. So you're not entered, or you're not going to run at all this year? And explain why. And also then, you're the perfect guy to talk about like the rules package and what you think of it.
Yeah, again, starting with me not being in the car yet, we did have some engine issues. Also, in the meantime, I took on a teammate and a partner named Jack Hodge. Daryl just finished his car. It's a twin of mine. He has raced some stock, super stock type stock, Cobra Jets. He's a Ford dealer. So he called me up and wanted to race. We made a deal, and just getting his car ready. We're getting him tested now. My goal is for him to win some rounds and get him to a final and try to win a race. Joe, I've been blessed. I won a lot of events. I haven't won an NHRA form in that car, so I'm not giving up. The car's sitting on a stand, ready to go. I need to get Joe in this car. I need to be comfortable with him, and those cars aren't easy. It's a lot of tuning involved. I'm trying to do some myself, but still have to have some good help. John Meany, I've got Jason Lee, I've got Harry Horesh. I've got anybody that's ever worked on a laptop is willing to help me. So I want to learn it. Jack's a great guy. He's going to be a good racer. But my goal is to get him, and I want him to win a race. So we'll get back out there. But like you say, we don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know where we're going to race, what's going to happen. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and fill you in because my time's short.
Yes, yes.
We're going to fill you in on, you know, my good friend Jason Lyon is retiring. This is his last year. Jeggy is also not going to be a full-time pro stock deal. Well, I'm also making that same decision. I'm going to probably expand my business, which we have, and it's great. I can't turn it down right now. But Ken Black and Judy Black have been great to me. I'm not going to any other team. I might be at a race every now and again, but as it stands now, I am not going to come back to run anything full-time. So I want to do more of the bracket races like we talked about. I want to be out there with the way I came into the sport, because I always said I'd always go out the way I came in. So you're the first one I've told this to, and you'll get it out perfect. It won't be twisted, but that's my plans. And
wow,
actually, Jason Line and his family are coming up, and we're going to race a $10,000 stock combo race in Ohio Valley next weekend. So it's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday deal, and we're going to go back to our roots. That's where we all came from, and we enjoy it and have fun.
I can't, obviously, that's somewhat disappointing, but also right. I totally get where you're coming from. Bo Butner announces retirement from Pro Stock after 2020 season. Is that accurate?
That's accurate, buddy. And I did it before, and it lasted for about 2 weeks.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that you might not see me hop in a pro mod. You might not see me hop in a different type or a pro stock car game. You never know. But when it comes to me as a full-time pro stock racer, Joe, I was blessed to win the 17 championship. What else can I do? I mean, with the best team out there, I feel very, very happy with my career there. Now I want to get back to do some racing and enjoy some family time and some business time.
Makes a lot of sense, especially now the priorities. What is the most challenging asset? Time. You don't have enough time ever, and you're going to make some more time. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't buy that, Joe. You know that.
Yeah. Bo, thank you very much. Thanks for breaking that big news. We'll look out for the big sponsor on ProMod, and, of course, the fact you're stepping away from full-time after 2020. Disappointment, but I get it, and I'll still get to see you, so that's okay. Any other final thoughts?
No, just thanks again for everybody to support us, supporting Joe. Keep watching. Watch this race this weekend. There'll be some great racing. I need to win a ProMod race.
Yes. Yeah, win them both. Win them all. Go get them, Bo.
Yes.
We'll talk next week then. Thank you. There he goes. Bo Butner, everybody. Thank you, Bo. Say hi to Randy Lynn for me. Bo Butner, huge announcement. Stepping away from full-time points racing is really what he's saying. In 2021, he's going to kind of walk the earth like Kane in Kung Fu and enjoy racing of all kinds in all places with various different cars at different times. And that is a big announcement. And all you people watching out there need to blow up the social media. Hashtag breaking WFO news, something like that. Bo Butner. Now, before we get too far away from it, I do want to mention, if you go to nitrofishracing.com, because Bo wants to support WFO, has offered a promo code WFO20, and get 20% off on stuff at nitrofishracing.com, including the WFO radio t-shirt that Bo is so cool to wear and go on and have great success and victories, etc., and so on. Big news, big news. Our next is all kinds of big news here. Bo Butner, special sponsor. I think I know what it is. And two, stepping away, breaks the news here on WFO. I appreciate that. So we've got one stepping away, and we've got one stepping in, and we're about to go to her now as soon as she stabilizes in one position and gives me the indication that she's confident and comfortable, and I'm getting that indication right now. Joining us now, also, I would imagine, at Lucas Oil Raceway, somewhere like over and down and across the parking lot, Krista Baldwin, the Greekette, joining us on WFO. Krista, how are you?
What's up, Joe? How's it going?
Going great. Bo Butner just broke some news on the show, stepping away from full-time points racing. But, you know, what are you going to do, right? That's the type of sport. Meanwhile, you have got some good news as well. You're going to be out there stepping on the loud pedal, as Clay Milliken would say, for the first time in a while, with a new sponsor. Tell us about it.
I mean, it's been a hot second since we've been to a race, and we're super excited. And since October of last year, since we've come out with the A-Fuel car. So we're super, you know, we're pumped for this. And Anthony and I, a couple months ago, we tested the car out here in Lucas Oil Raceway, and, you know, very promising numbers. And we're excited to, you know, let it rip here. But, you know, with my connection with Paul Lee and, you know, McLeod and STI, Global Electronic Technology definitely came on board and is supporting me this weekend. And we have this gorgeous blue car this gorgeous blue dragster, and I'm so excited to rep this company. I mean, they've been so good to Paul, and you know, not even more so on the Disney business side. You know, we use Global at McLeod and FTI, so you know, it's just something where we can show appreciation to Steve and Samantha Bryson for all what they've done for our team, especially
that is,
on the Nitro ranks.
This car is gorgeous. Let's focus on it. I hate to cover us, of course, because, you know, we want to be on. But look at this thing. Krista, I don't know where the photo was taken, but this is a very big show look. Awesome. Global's got a great logo. Steve and Samantha, people need to realize, you know, you as a fan, you know them as a name. Steve and Samantha Bryson. Reinhardt says it every week. But I don't think there are two nicer, more oh, look at that. The real deal right there. That should have been the angle from the beginning. We're going to ask you to crawl in that thing in a minute. But they're such nice people, and they deserve the success, and they love drag racing. So what better fit?
Yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, they absolutely love drag racing, like all of us do. We all love drag racing. Even, you know, Bo, even though he's announcing his retirement from the professional ranks, he's still going to be out here with the bracket car and, you know, still going to support the sport. You know, that's what we need.
That's it. That's it. So I love that funding because that's what you've needed. You've got knowledge all around you. You know, the Greek is your grandfather. There's your dad, of course, a great racer. And the knowledge part is the hard part for a lot of people. That's not the hard part for you. The financing and getting in the right position at the right time. And you made such bold moves. I guess the beginning of last year is when you bought the car, right? That was such a gutsy move to just say, well, let me get the car and we'll figure the rest of it out. And look, it's working.
It is working. I mean, we bust our butts here, and especially Anthony and I, we nonstop trying to make this dream work. And so it's a lot of fun, and we have a lot of fun together. And, you know, just doing the car together, it's just second nature. We love it here.
Yeah, and Anthony is a big personality as well. He's like one of those, you know what, and Anthony is one of the big mistakes of WFO. Like, I've been wanting to have Anthony on the show. There it is. I've completed it. There it is. No, it doesn't count. It doesn't count because I've been wanting to have him on just as like to rap with him, you know, not while he's working.
Oh, yeah.
To just like talk, because he's come up and joined us on the microphone, as have you. And he's obviously a character. He's a card. He's a funny guy. And I love how intense he is on the starting line. Not everybody is that way. Some people watch the wind light come on and they're like, all right, he's the opposite.
That's the thing, is this drag racing stuff pumping through his bones and his veins. And, you know, it's a lot of fun, and it's, you know, it's the whole thing is like drag racing is all about the personalities and, you know, where people came from to get where they're going. And I mean, Anthony's a true testament to that.
Yeah, that is a fact. And we got some people checking in, just saying what's up and wishing you luck this weekend. Monica is out there. Dave is out there wishing you success this weekend. I think it's great. What you said, you ran good numbers in testing. So like, are the conditions going to be similar this weekend? Are you going to be able to lean on that tune-up? How do they handle your qualifying procedures, given that it's really a Lucas Oil Division III race, right? Like, how's it?
Yeah.
Lay it out for us.
So, traditionally, Division III has been one of the hardest divisions to compete in. I mean, we have the most people here, the most drivers, and so when you have a Division III race, the big dogs come out. And, I mean, there's no joke that there are big dogs here, and hopefully we're one of them. But at a Lucas Oil Division race, we actually have 8 qualifiers. And so I'm pretty sure there's going to be close to 16 cars here for an 8-car field. So it's going to be super cutthroat. Like I said, at a division race, you have to be perfect every qualifying run. I mean, believe me, the weather here is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And so you're going to see some tight numbers. And it's going to be a challenge to get into the field, but that's what we're here for, right?
Yes. Well, and that point that everybody needs to understand is if it was a national event, there'd be 16 cars qualified. It's not. It's a divisional event. There's only 8 cars. And we see it all the time. Divisional races sending home good quality cars just because of that 8-car limit. And some might go, well, why do they do that? And the answer is, you know, there's divisional races all over the country. It's you've got to make it a challenge, and it's a challenge.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. You know, you have that like thought in the back of your head, like, oh man, I haven't done this since October, but I mean, it's like riding a bike. Once you get back in, you're good to go.
Fine.
But it'll be fine. I'm excited to pull the chutes on a full run. That's one of my favorite parts of the run, is hitting the chutes and just feeling that sensation down at the top end. So just, you know, you did something great.
You did something great. Exactly.
But this Division III, it's a tough one. I mean, you got two Randy Meyer cars here, and you got, you know, the Samples here, and Jackie Frick, she's been on fire lately.
Jackie's been great.
It's going to be tough. That's all I can say. But it's going to be exciting because now, you know, the fans, they can finally tune into a divisional or a regional race and kind of see how the different struggle is than a national event. So it'll be interesting. We do have three qualifiers, one tomorrow at 4:30. So if you guys tune in and watch us and cheer us on. And then we have a couple more on Saturday, and I believe we start elimination Saturday night. So it's going to be a jam-packed day.
Awesome. And we'll be watching on NHRA.TV. Of course, some questions coming in for the Greekette. Krista Baldwin, Tony Smith wants to know, any plans for Top Fuel? Ice Cube wants to know.
Ice Cube, yep.
Look at that picture, man. Come on, Tony.
You know, the plan this weekend is A-Fuel.
Yes. Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, and the day that you go to Top Fuel, they're going to say, are you going to go to, you know, SpaceX and in a rocket? Like Garlitz told me once, he goes, the day that we go 350, someone is going to say, can you go 360? That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is.
That's how drag races are. Like, you meet that goal of that speed, you might as well just make another goal and go further.
Absolutely. It's a sport for goal setters. So if you can, give us a little tour of the car, right? People want to see the car.
Sure.
If you can show us what you show us. You got it. Take us through.
Yep. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Oops.
Flip the cam. Yeah. Here. Well, there you go.
We'll just go this way. Calling me, or right before when I was with Bo, Anthony and I were taking the motor apart.
Okay.
That's all we can show you.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah, I get it. No, show us the intake runners. Show us down in the valley.
Let me show you a little bit more of what our secrets are. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Of course. He doesn't care. He's fine with it. No one watches this anyway.
Okay. Sure, Joe. You're not the one that's going to get yelled at.
All right. I got you.
But anyways, here's my seat right there.
Okay. Look at that.
You got it. Okay, here. It's hard to see, but I do have sparkly head pads.
I see them.
I'm extra like that.
Okay,
yeah.
I like it. No, that's good. I don't know what
Let's
the word
see.
Is. There's that's the angle right there. Let us just observe that. That's fantastic.
So, one thing, I don't know if the viewers know this. So this is actually an ex-Top Fuel car. This is a DSR chassis. And so the procedures in the A-Fuel car are fairly similar to Top Fuel. You know, I do the same procedures on the starting line. The only thing that's different, or the big difference is I actually start the car on alcohol. And so when you're watching the alcohol class, you'll see if I'm racing a blown alcohol car, I usually start up first and let my car run for about 20 seconds. And then Anthony will give the signal to the blown guy to start his car. And then we turn it to nitro. So a little bit different procedure from the Top Fuel car, but I mean, the Top Fuel car, you do squirt gas in the injector to make it start too. So a little different, just the timing's a little different. So we have a Pro 2 dash, like all the top, or I mean, Top Fuel now is Pro 3, but
yeah, of course
we have Pro 2. And of course I have a handbrake right here, the steering wheel. These are my parachutes. This is the fuel lever. These are the switches to turn the computer on. And of course I have my gas pedal on that side and my clutch on this side.
There you go.
And over here is the reverser.
Yeah, Jalen wants to know where the reverser is. Where is it? Like way down there, right? Way down out of the way.
It's way down here. Yep, it's down here because we only use it to back up from the burnout and then go back into forward when we make the run. So one thing that's critical in these cars is that it's opposite than what you think it would be. So when the reverser is closer to me, that means it's in forward. And then when I'm ready to put it in reverse, I push it out
and
go backwards.
So when you launch, it doesn't come backwards, right? So when you launch, it doesn't come backwards because of the hit. Wow, Krista, yep. that is incredible. Exactly. Now, you know, when you're in there, like people say, they become a different person, or they put the helmet on, they get into the zone. You're still kind of at the beginning of your curve, but I want to know about that, right? When Krista, who is this uplifting, positive energy, gets in the car, are you still that Krista, or is there another Krista, like competitive Krista, that I don't want to mess with?
You know, it's funny that you say that. Is a lot of people, especially when I get in the car during the staging lanes and people come up to me, of course, I'm still like the normal Krista. It's not until we start the car. And that's when it's really, okay, you're here to do a purpose. You're here to do a job. Make sure you do it perfect. And, you know, it's all about communication on the starting line. Even though we can't talk to each other, Anthony and I do have a line of communication. So if something were to go wrong, because obviously I can't see what's happening behind me, he's able to give me the hand signal or be able to pop his face in front of me and just let me know what's happening. And, you know, it's a different mindset in the sense of you want to be absolutely dead on every time. I mean, everything from the burnout, how far you bring the RPMs up on the burnout, to how many times you let the clutch out to put it in reverse. It's just, you know, you got to take into account what's happening, because every time you let that clutch out, of course, the clutch is getting hotter because it's a centrifugal clutch. And that's something that you don't really want, because you want it as cool as it can be when you go down the track. But it's all, you know, you got to take it into account, every little thing. Every little thing that I do in this car, you can see on the computer, you can see it on the track.
Wow. Amazing. I mean, well, it is. It's amazing to compress all that happens. And there's a group of people, maybe well-funded, maybe great experience, in the other lane trying to beat you, which is amazing, a mind-blower once you make it to eliminations. And that's what drag racing is, and that's what we have to do, just as best a job as is possible, explaining to the layman, like, this is hard.
I mean, I still get butterflies in my tummy every time I get in the car, because I love it. I don't know if you guys know this, but this is the dream right here. This is what I've been working so hard to get to, and, you know, eventually to that next step, to Top Fuel. And so, you know, everything I do here is just going to lay the groundwork for the next step.
That is tremendous. Now, your grandpa, you've been on, you came on, the last time we had you on was the Wine Night with Ron Tobler, a happy hour show.
Yes.
We had so much fun, right? That set the bar for the fun-o-meter for happy hours. It was pretty much, it became like almost like a wine night.
It was. All the same people were there.
All the same people were there. And that, you know, we got to see on WFO. Now you're back a couple of times. Now you've been back and we've been following along the career. The Greek is your grandfather. You know, how's he doing? Everyone loves the Greek. Look at that. Exactly. I got the goodie at the end. You know, what's that like? Like having a genuine, bona fide legend as your grandfather. And do you go to him? Does he give you advice? Like, how does that work? You know, trying to pull information that you can use out of your grandpa.
So my grandpa is one of few words. So when he talks, you listen.
Yeah,
that's one thing. But, you know, he's been doing it for, you know, 100 years since the Ice Age. So any question I have, of course, he has an answer for it. But it's funny because, like, in the beginning of my career, he didn't really think not that I didn't have it in me, but he's like, oh, this will pass. It's just the phase. She just wants to drive this car now. But now that, you know, owning the car, we're doing it. We're almost running faster than him right now. But
oh, my gosh, burn.
Oh, wait, no, there's my favorite tweet from Brad Littlefield was, we were both at Charlotte 5 years ago, right? And my qualifying time was faster than his qualifying time. So that's like my all-time like favorite stat right there. Like, I was faster than him qualifying, so that's fine.
That's right. I like it.
I mean, he's definitely opened up a lot more lately, and, you know, just the procedural, and, you know, of course, he's trying to groom me to go into Top Fuel as well. So he's like, just remember that it might be different in this car, but when you get into the Top Fuel car, it will, you know, set you back a little bit further. But Matt, I mean, it's been fun. I mean, especially the last year or two, racing with him around the country, and, you know, he comes up and watches me race. So I turn around, go and watch him race, and, You know, a couple of the races last year, I came out just to help them on the crew side, and me and my boyfriend pulled the clutch from them at one race. So it's pretty fun. I mean, I'm having a really good time with my grandpa right now.
That's great. And that's the thing. You know, they posted, they put out a time machine with your grandfather from like 1985. And he was like a older gentleman at that point. And he's amazing. He's amazing. You've got amazing DNA. And we love him as well.
One of my favorite lines from that that video is that, you know, he's old enough to be Lori John's grandfather.
Yeah.
And they were like joking around like, oh, he doesn't drive like a grandpa.
Right.
Like, it's true.
Yeah. And here we are in a different century and he still doesn't drive like a grandpa, which is great stuff. Real quick, you know, Paul Lee. Wow. Quick car. Mm-hmm. Like it's just a matter of. Paul had to be sick what happened last time, but he's got to be happy he's got a quick hot rod, and that could, you know, that's something he's worried about, not like, will I have a car quick enough? That has been alleviated. He's got a car quick enough.
Yeah. I mean, the crew that Paul has assembled with Jimmo and Donnie Bender and, you know, all the guys, we're finally getting it. You know what I mean? Like, it just... It's one, like, we just need like this much luck on the funny car. And it just, you know, we're always on the bad end of a really close drag race. And, you know, we've come in like fastest time of race day and we lost for some reason. And it just, you know, it's just little things like that. But, you know, I'm really confident in that car right now. It's amazing. I mean, if you, so one thing that maybe the viewers don't understand is that whenever we get done with a run or the pro race do, there's these sheets that come by, and it actually shows all the incrementals for every car.
The splits.
And Paul was number one up to the 330 for like three races in a row. And I'm like, that's insane. I mean, to take Jimmo, who, you know, God, he's such one of the best tuners out there, and to put him on a funny car, you were running numbers like that so soon. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if this weekend we pull through it. So.
I wouldn't either. And you guys could both go double up, and then the world stops.
Hopefully.
Everybody just quits after that, because it would never be better. Krista, thank you very much for joining us on the show. I saw the news come out, and I knew that we had to have you on. This is great news. Everybody needs to share the show and go out there and follow Krista, and we'll be keeping our ear on the you know, social media, by the way, like what tell the audience where to go. So when you're going up into the lanes, we can all log on.
Absolutely. Go ahead and follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Krista Baldwin Racing. And on Twitter, I'm at Krista Baldwin. You know, it's fun to, I have a fun life. That's all I have to say.
There it is.
A great life.
Period.
And I would not change it for anything. So.
Well, that's a great attitude to have. Stay safe out there, though. You know, obviously, it's a special time right now in the world, but I'm happy that you're having such a good time and you're getting there. You're doing what you wanted.
Yes.
You set a goal and you're achieving it. You're already
down
the road.
It.
Good job, Krista. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Joe.
Later. Be good. Say hi to Anthony. There she goes, the Greek at Krista Baldwin. With us here on WFO Radio. Now, what is better than that? And that is why I do the show. Because of Krista Baldwin. No, not just because of Krista Baldwin, but that enthusiasm that she has for this sport. And I would imagine that you all have it, and I have it. And it's hard to explain to someone that, you know, they go to the football field, the baseball diamond, like they have it for that, and we have it for this. I don't want to run down anybody else's hobby. Our hobby has got a lot of craziness going on. It's just chaos. It's amazing. Now, coming up next, we got Marvin Rodak from RodaksCoffeeAndGrills.com. He's going to help us out. For all you people who think you know grilling, and maybe you do, you got to get a tip or so. But we're going to introduce you to Marvin as we get ready for the big tailgates or at-home social distance barbecues this weekend as we do watch parties. But let's see what people have to say about Krista. Paul says we love Krista. Yes, she's great. Krista said they can't communicate. Our radio's not allowed. No, radios are allowed. That's a good question. Maybe she can't radio back to him. Keith Kaufman, yeah, I'm Derek's half-sist. Okay, that's everyone having their own little conversation in between. Now, before we get to Marvin, I want to tell everybody something that we broke the other day this week on WFO. First of all, if you want something for free, WFO Radio stickers are available for free. I will send you these stickers for free. Maybe not this many, But if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the address on your screen, or those of you listening to the podcast, Castello Media/WFO Stickers, P.O. Box 848-353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084. A couple of stamps on your self-addressed stamped envelope is going to get you quite a, you know, I'd say four of these and some old schools and whatever else I got sitting around. And then you can become part of the WFO universe. And when it comes to WFO face coverings, I've got those too, and I'll be giving you information at the tail end of the show about how to get these very easy. I'm mailing these out. It's $10. We feel like that's a competitive price for you to rock the WFO face covering, and that way you can put it in your car when you got to go into some place that has it, requires it. You've got something there, and they're really cool. Plus, you can rock the WFO radio logo. But right now, it's time to go out to Fort Worth, Texas, a genuine drag racer, drag racing fan, grill meister. He is Marvin Rodak from RodaksCoffeeAndGrills.com for a new segment, Cooking with Marvin, and we are going to bring him on now. There he is, Marvin Rodak, rocking his WFO shirt, and what is that, a nitro fish hat? You're pandering to everybody here, Marvin. Yeah, you're on, baby. You're on. There it is. Nitro fish. Captain Chaos. What's up, Marvin? How are you?
Man, doing good, Joe. Just glad we got a race weekend to watch.
That's it. We got a race this weekend, and we're going to be watching. And I always have this fantasy that people have watch parties, and maybe they can't have a mass of friends around, or maybe they can. Maybe they're all social distancing together. But part of my race weekend when I'm not at the race is grilling up something great. And so you're going to explain a little something to us because a lot of people maybe don't know what you know. First, before we talk about it, drop your creds on our head out there. You've been doing this for a while. How long have you been in the grill game? What have you won?
Been, Joe, we've been in business 44 years, been doing grilling and coffee 30-something.
Wow, that's amazing stuff. And you've been on TV, the Big Bad Barbecue Battle, a lot of stuff. And you sell grills down there at RodaksCoffeeAndGrills.com. We're always pitching the coffee because shipping out a grill might be more of a challenge. You'll do that for people, though. What's hot? What's popular?
Well, what's been hot this year so far are the Primo grills like we have here. They come in gas version for ceramic and charcoal version. They're the only U.S.-made ceramic cooker in the industry. All of the grills we carry in-house are all U.S.-made. We buy and support nothing but American products. We sell Fire Magic gas grills, American Outdoor gas, and we also sell Tech infrared grills. Tech is out of South Carolina. They were the innovators of infrared. And infrared was developed in 84, was first used in the automotive industry for drying new car paint. And the paint booths with GM and Chrysler. So that's kind of a cool transition from drying paint to cooking food.
Yes, absolutely. And this is an area that I think is goes right with the racing, right? We love racing. We love it. But you can't have the wonderful super life that we all want without knowing how to grill on the grill. Now, you mentioned the ceramic grills. There are people that know the other one. There's one that's very popular. That's a color. Primo, what'd you say, made in America? And why is Primo, from what I understand, you know, what we would use in the old terms, the Cadillac of the ceramic grill?
Well, Primo, again, the best grill in the industry, made in the U.S. The company started in 1996, and they evolved into an oval design. It's a patented oval design. We're going to open this one up.
Hey, look at that.
So it's got an oval space. Food fits on it better. When you're cooking in a round grill and trying to put ribs and a brisket in it, it makes more of a challenge. So the owner of Primo wanted to do something different in the industry, and he came up with the oval design. It gives you the ability, and we're going to talk about this in a few minutes, of being able to naturally divide the cooker to create two heat zones, which can really benefit and add to your cooking experience. And it's a great tool to use on certain foods. Food fits on it better being divided. You can have two heat zones. You can use less fuel if you're just cooking for a smaller group of people and using one side, or you can use both sides of the grill. The versatility and user-friendliness is the best in the industry. Primo makes a conventional round Kamado grill, and I actually don't even stock them. I can't give them away.
Wow.
The oak has taken over the industry.
Interesting. Okay, so tell us about the multiple heat zones, and I can attest to everybody that I work hard to be able to grill a great steak. And I felt like what was a pretty good steak that I could grill up, and I had a technique and everything. But Marvin opened my mind to some different and new techniques, and I've applied them, and my steaks are better. They're just better. As simple as that. They look better. They taste better. There's more flavor. There's less wasted meat. Marvin, take us through your presentation here, the multiple heating zones, why it's important. You have the comm. Go ahead.
Okay, Joe, here you go. With multiple heating zones, you have the direct area of the grill. That's your hottest area. It's got hot air convection or radiant heat coming directly over the food. The food cooks very quickly. If you, no matter what kind of grill you have, whether you've got a Weber grill going with a lid, a gas grill, a charcoal grill, you can create two heat zones in it by just simply only lighting maybe one burner on a gas grill or moving the charcoal over to the side on the charcoal grill. What that allows you to do is utilize the highest heat portion of the grill, but also the cooler side of the grill, as we're showing here. One of the hardest products to cook and grill is boneless, skinless chicken breast. A lot of times they come out dry, hard to chew, and sometimes there's not enough water to chuck them down with. But one thing that really helps the preparation of that is a little bit of marinade. But if you cook the chicken, start it on the cooler side or indirect side of the grill, which is like baking and roasting it. When it gets to the internal temperature that you want, then you just simply move the product over to the hot side of the grill and grill mark it and give it that beautiful presentation. You always want to make your food look good because you know everybody eats with their eyes first.
That is so true. I eat with my eyes all the time. That's right. That's right. So I just did chicken the other day and was not doing that. So that's why I had him on. Thank you, Marvin. Because it's very difficult. You don't want to mess around with chicken. You got to get it to the right temperature. It's not like you're eating rare chicken. That's not the kind of thing that happens. So it's a food safety issue as well. But if you overcook it, it's terrible. It's the worst thing ever. It's like eating rubber. So start it off on the cooler, the indirect side, and then move it over to the hot side just to grill mark it.
That's correct. And again, this is kind of basic. Most everybody out there knows about it. If you don't, this is a refresher. But a couple of things that are really important basically for grilling is a good set of tongs. And you want big, long tongs, not these little skinny ones that you'll burn your hands with. And another thing that's really important is a good instant read thermometer with a small fine point on it.
Yes.
That can read in 3 to 6 seconds. So those, you always want to cook your meats or your proteins and internal temperature to be safe and to be consistent with your cooking.
Wow. Very good. And I have one of those internal temperature thermometers that I purchased at RodexCoffeeAndGrills.com, by the way, folks. And it is very helpful because there's no doubt, like you can poke in there and figure out exactly what the internal temperature is, and whatever it is, if it's pork, if it's chicken, you're doing it. So, Marvin, what would you recommend for an NHRA watch party or someone who's watching all by themselves and doesn't want to deal with another human being that just wants to eat well? What are you cooking up on the grill this weekend as we get ready for the Dodge Nationals?
Well, I tell you, we've got several things cooking. I'm doing some bacon-wrapped stuffed jalapenos. We're doing some chicken wings, we're doing some sausages, and we are also doing some shrimp and scallops.
Wow.
So that's kind of what we got going. I've got a pasta dish that I may pull out. One thing about doing the direct and indirect, the cooler side, when I do pasta, I cook it on the stove, boil it. When it's done, I drain it, and I spread it out on a piece of aluminum foil, actually take it out to the grill, put it on the indirect side, put some smoking wood or chips, and I actually smoke my cooked pasta for 3 to 4 minutes before I bring it in. If I'm doing meatballs, we cook those on the grill. And Joe, I know this would hit home. We got to try it. Put your sauce on it, your meatballs on it, and have that unbelievable touch of smoke. People will go nuts over smoked pasta. It puts a cool color on it. But if you do it and they don't know it, and then they start eating it, it's going, man, what did you do?
That's great.
And two zone heat.
And that's it. So even with a gas grill, you can just light half of it. And doesn't matter which side, but just obviously maintain it. Now, what about like a big steak? You're going to do a big steak, right? Like one of the inch and a half, two inch super steak that you get at the Fresh Market or wherever you're feeling like you want to emulate a super high end steakhouse. What's the best method for that?
Well, years ago, I learned this method that I'm going to share with you from a Food Network's local celebrity chef. And it's called the modified reverse sear. A lot of you guys out there are probably familiar with reverse sear. Modified reverse sear steak is where you take the steak, and this is true with any steak, you grill it on the hot side of the grill. You want your grill up to around 400 degrees. You grill it direct 2.5 minutes a side. And then 2.5 minutes, turn it over 2.5 minutes. Actually, remove the steak from the grill and rest it 7 to 10 minutes. What that does is initial sear lets you start building the crust on the meat. The high heat penetrates the rest, pulls the heat to the middle of the meat, blooming the meat. It reabsorbs the moistures because the meat's resting. The internal temperature of the meat after a 5 minute sear, 2.5 minutes aside, will be around 95 to 115 degrees. If you're cooking medium rare, that's 132 to 135 degrees. Once you've rested the meat, you put it back on for another 30-second aside sear. Then you just simply move it indirect and roast it at the 400 degrees to the internal temperature. When you reach the internal temperature, that will only take 4, 5, or 6 more minutes. The steak is ready to plate and eat, and it will be perfectly cooked edge to edge. And
yeah,
we'll show you a picture of a steak cooked. Perfectly cooked.
Yes. No, that's great. Yes, absolutely. We can. Tremendous.
Okay.
And that's the thing that's amazing about it is like from top to bottom, you can see it's like perfectly cooked. Marvin, this has been tremendous. For the listeners out there, I'm going to put your contact on the screen. I did it earlier and then I thought, oh, they're going to start calling the guy and then it's going to buzz his phone and then we won't be able to see him anymore. But you guys have hot sauces and spice rubs and the coffee. And obviously you sell grills and outdoor kitchens down there in Fort Worth, Texas. But for people out there, they want to buy some coffee or hot sauce. That's what you do. That's your biz.
Absolutely. We do coffee, hot sauces. I've got smoking woods. The woods that we import from Costa Rica are actually coffee tree woods. And they create the most unique smoke profile on your meats or chicken or fish or scallop, shrimp, you name it. It's an unbelievable product. And the only guy in the U.S. bringing it in. We've done it for years, and we've got competition winners using our product. Coffee trees are a very dense trees. Let me get a piece.
Look at Marvin. Look at the back of that shirt, people. Marvin is rocking the WFO gear.
Here we go. Here's about a 50-year-old coffee tree, and it's a very dense wood. To import it, we've got to strip the bark on it, and then we actually hand cross cut these pieces, put them into 2.5 and 5 pound bags, and you throw a chunk of wood on. A chunk of wood will burn about 40 minutes, but the flavor profile and aroma It's unbelievable. You got to try it.
Wow. And amazing stuff. All right, Marvin, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Real quick, drag racing this weekend. Give me a summary. What do you think we're going to see? And as we, you know, the third race in Indy, but it's at least we've got Indy. And they're going to be out there. We heard Bo Butner announce he's walking away from full-time points-gathering drag racing after this season. He'll be running Pro Mod Pro Stock. We heard Krista Baldwin. She's chasing her dream. Obviously, the Mellow Yellow Series. What sticks out in your mind?
Well, I tell you, this weekend, Corey Max getting in the show, and he's going rounds.
Nice.
That's going to happen.
Oh, man. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Marvin, great job as usual. Thank you so much. For you listeners out there, give him a call, 817-924-6821. And he's on social media on Instagram at 826guy. What is the 826, Marvin?
The 826 is a World War II bomber, Douglas A-26 invader that we were part of for years and years with the commemorative Air Force. That's where we got that in.
Wow, there you go. Because Marvin's also a pilot, right, and does all kinds of amazing stuff. Marvin, thank you very much. Great job. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the education for the WFO universe out there, and we're going to send them and get ready for that phone to ring, hopefully at some point over the weekend when you least expect it. So thank you very much. Thanks for the education. Really appreciate you supporting the show.
Joe, thank you. I appreciate all you guys. Have fun and eat good.
Eat good. I love it. He's even got a tagline. Thank you, Marvin. Have a great weekend. There he goes, Marvin Rodak. What about that presentation? That was great stuff. For the people that are interested in grilling, that's exactly what it's all about. And you got to hit him up, rodakscoffeeandgrills.com. Big supporters of WFO Radio. Thank you very much, Marvin. As is Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology, totalseal.com. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. You saw the videos. To Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, you can get your Super Comp or Super Gas license. And, of course, samtech.edu. The School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Now, WFO masks, here's the deal. If you want a WFO mask, here's the deal. It's a face covering, by the way. We did the whole semantics of this deal early on in the week on the Ignition Show, and we hashed this out. If you don't listen to the Ignition Show, it's really one of our great programs. It's audio only, though. For you Facebook and YouTube people, it's audio only. It's a podcast. Bo mentioned Joe Rogan, right? It's a podcast is what it is. And you listen to the back and forth, and it's not all racing, and it's not all anything. It's just its own thing. And so we were debating, like, what is this? Is it a mask? It's not. It's not a mask. It's a face covering. And Randy Lynn from Nitro Fish has ordered them up, and I have them here. This is what they come like. So they're obviously all sanitized and everything. And so with shipping, it's $10. And I feel like to wear this amazing WFO collectible with shipping, it's $10. And all you got to do is email joe@wforadio.com, joe@wforadio.com. That should be on the screen, but it's not because I'm not as sharp as I think I am. joe@wforadio.com and, you know, face covering in the subject line. And I'll send you a PayPal for $10 and you'll pay it and it'll go in the mail. Simple as that. And then you could have your WFO radio face covering. And I'm going to be sending some to Marvin as well, and Randy Lynn will have some. So you can go to nitrofishracing.com and use the promo code WFO20 and get a WFO radio t-shirt, which is really what we want you to do. All right, comment section, final thoughts. I did an experiment today, and it didn't work. And I'll let you in on it because that's my thing. I like to let people behind the scenes, like break the fourth wall. You know that we're all doing shows. Everybody's doing shows here at WFO. We're like the mom-and-pop store going up against the big corporations out there in the world. And so I'm streaming to YouTube, WFO Radio TV, Twitter, which we rarely get a comment from the Twitter people. Twitter, you know, it is what it is. We're putting out all kinds of information on Twitter, and we get some comments. It's interesting what's going on Twitter. We also stream to our WFO Radio Facebook page, which has got a really long name, WFO Radio, NHRA Drag Racing, NASCAR, and Motorsports Podcast. Because a long time ago when we were brand new, nobody knew what WFO Radio was. And I was having trouble getting people to understand, no, this is a racing thing. And now they do. So maybe I'll change the name back. But we also have this WFO group. And so I was thinking that because we were streaming to the group at the same time as we were streaming to the page, maybe it was stalling us out somehow, right? Because the Facebook world is so confusing. And who do they show it to? And who gets to see it? And how many people share it? it's all this mystery, right? So we tried to just go to the page today. I don't know. I don't know if it was better, it was worse, or otherwise. But we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're very happy to have Krista on the show. That was outstanding. She gave us a tour of the cockpit of her race car. Where else are you going to see that? And that's it. I encourage you to, as we get those final comments queued up, follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at WFO Joe. Of course, subscribe to the podcast. The podcast is really where it all goes down. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud. If you'd like to pay for the show, if you'd like to buy the show, you can go to patreon.com/WFO radio. Now, what do you get for that? You really just pay money. But really, you're supporting the show. And they're getting some more content these days. It's kind of interesting. Sat in here and did a Patreon-only show the other night, and I really enjoyed it. And at the beginning of the month, when the Patreons are supporting WFO, and it's like, wow, these people love us so much that they're supporting the show, it's an amazing feeling, I can tell you. It's an amazing feeling. YouTube, subscribe, click the bell. Got an interesting opportunity in a couple weeks. Going to get to make some laps around Homestead Miami Speedway. I feel like I'm going to take the YouTubers with me on that. And as we said, you got to rock your WFO radio t-shirt like Marvin did, like Bo has, like so many have. And Bo Butner swears it's good luck. So all you bracket racers out there, what else can I tell you? Let's see. Facebook's seemed to hold up better today. Yeah, it's the internet. Who knows? You just don't know. He also says, usually starts acting up mid-show. We do go for about an hour, and nobody expects anybody to go for an hour. Jeff says, great show again. Thank you. We're working hard. We're working hard to do great shows, to have fun, to put our best foot forward, to make sure everybody is loving life in this difficult time. A couple of big things. SEMA show canceled. Yikes. No bueno. That's a bit of a bummer, but it's the lockdown. Everybody knows exactly why. We're lucky that we can do what we do. And I'm super excited to watch NHRA.TV, see when Bo rolls out, to watch NHRA on Fox, Brian and Alan taking us through. Of course, Tony, Monica, thanks for the show. Thank you, Monica, for being such a great listener and commenter. I love the commenters. Everybody is commenting. And that continues us, continues the show. And that's going to do it. Appreciate everybody. Thanks to Krista. Thanks to Bo. Bo breaking some news. So go to Twitter right now. Bo Butner announces retirement on WFO Radio. And let's blow that thing up, because I would hate for Bo to, like, you know, nobody heard. That would be bad. See, Bo does stuff like that. What do I think? I feel pressure, right? I'm pressured. Oh, my gosh. Do we have enough people out there? Got to turn the show really crazily. NHRA.TV kind of weekend, yeah. 600 cars, 19 categories. Man, I wish I was there. Who's the man? Fleetree out there in the basement of the Alamo. You the man, Fleetree. How can I be the man if you the man? Big thanks, Marvin Rodak. You know, like, that's a certain kind of segment for a certain kind of person. But the certain kind of person, they got a lot out of it. I know I did. Raised my stake game a lot. A lot. Thank you, Damon. Fleetree, our WFO Radio Fantasy League player. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. NHRA drag racing this weekend. What are we going to do? Today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Who's on the show? I don't know. Am I going to do a show on Saturday? Maybe I will. Randy Lenz offered to be like a roving reporter, so why would we not jump on here? So follow WFO Radio on Twitter and on Facebook and everywhere. And be ready for that push notification, because you never know. We might just pop on right in the middle of race day with some cool in-the-pits action. Thanks to the people that are out there who care about us and this show. All right, everybody, that's going to do it. Have a great day. Enjoy your Thursday. Share this show, and we'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.
WFO! This is WFO Radio.
I love WFO Radio.
Oh, yeah.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
Start your education at full speed with the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Accelerate your career as a high-performance engine builder with classroom instruction and practical hands-on experience in the lab, on the dyno, and at the track. In addition to the block, head, and CNC programs, SAM now offers motorsport, EFI tuning, and an Associates of Applied Science degree. And SAM is a military-friendly school, approved to train veterans and other eligible persons under the GI Bill. Start your education at full speed. Go to samtech.edu today.
Hey, everybody. Joe here, and I hereby decree on behalf of the WFO universe, the summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Get yourself some Rodax Coffee and Grills.com, barbecue, spice rub, hot sauce, and, of course, incredible coffee. They've got the WFO radio blend. They've got the Bang the Blower. They've got the exotics. It's all roasted fresh per your order, representing the top 5% of coffee throughout the world. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or give Marvin a call. 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Hey, engine builders. Total Seal Piston Rings are the leader in ring seal technology, and they go out of their way to help their customers and will make custom sets for any specific piston you might have. Customer service, top-notch. Made in America? Absolutely. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona, and they've got everything it takes to develop the world's best piston rings. Give them a call at 800-874-2753 or go to TotalSeal.com. Attention adrenaline junkies, Frank Hawley's Dragster Adventure is calling you. Rides available for the 2020 season. Go to FrankHawley.com. They're coming to a track near you. It makes a great gift, whether it be licensing for Super Comp, Super Gas, all the way up to Top Alcohol. They can do it. But if you're a drag racing fan and you've always imagined what it might be like to drive a dragster to accelerate 0 to 60 in 3 seconds and run 10s in the quarter mile, give them a call. 866-480-7223, FrankHawley.com, The Dragster Adventure, and tell them you heard it on WFO.
Subscribe to WFO Radio on iTunes. Never miss a show. And don't forget to write a review. WFO.
This is WFO Radio.